Torin, v'dichrin, v'yimrin, li'alovon, le'loko, shemaya. In other words, the Melech Koresh here was asking Klal Yisrael, what do you need? What do you need for the Beis Hamikdash? They said, we need b'nei Torin, we need dichrin, the males, v'yimrin, and females, la'alol, to bring korban oilo, t'akodesh baruch hu, chintin, melach, we need salt, chamar, we need wine, u'meshach, we need oil. So Melech Koresh said, give it to them as much as the Kohanim said they need. It should be given to them day by day. Whatever they need, go ahead and give them. So you see, Melech Koresh was still a kosher, he still was good, he still gave them whatever they needed. So how could you say he at the end he was hechmet, he did bad things? Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rebbe, metunach, like, please listen to me. Look at another pasuk that it says ki lohoin. Next pasuk says ki lehevoin mehakrivin nichoisin leloko shemayo umetzlayin lechayo malko v'nohi. That the reason why Koresh wanted that the Jews should bring karbonis was in order that the melech he should live have a long life lechayo malko v'nohi, that he and his children should live a long life. So you see, he didn't do it l'shem shemayim. He did it that he should have a long life. That's the pshat hechmitz. He did something bad. For at the Gemara, Oman di Yavad Hochi, Lav Mayusi, somebody does it for this purpose, for also to gain from the mitzvah. Is it so bad? For your tiny, we don't do the price like this. The Gemara is brought down in Psochem, the Gemara in Bar Basra. Ho Oimer, Sela Zulat Stoka. Somebody gives tzedakah, he gives money, gives a seller for tzedakah. O Bishvil, but he also speaks out, Sheyich Yabini, in order that my child should have a long life. That's why I'm doing this mitzvah tzedakah. Still, the Braisa says, "Harais that tzaddik gomer." You should know he's considered a tzaddik gomer. You see, there's nothing wrong by doing a mitzvah and having some other intentions also involved. So Gemara answers Lekash. There's no steer here, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that kan be Yisrael, kan be Yevdik Yichovim. By a Jew, Rashi says, even if he has other intentions involved, still his liboy is l'shemayim. The main purpose is doing the mitzvah l'shem shemayim, because Hashem wants to do it. The yemereim loy b'chayev, let's say during his lifetime things happen bad to him, ain't a curl of tiger, he doesn't have regrets and talk bad about Hashem. And l'tayla yisurim b'yavoynoi, he says, Mustam, I did something wrong, that's why I'm getting yisurim. Avloy b'kichovim, but by goyim, it may not even like a gmula if Hashem would not do exactly good back to them. Kira Tiger, they're going to say bad things about Hashem. Smell by goy, it's no good to say I'm doing the mitzvah only for the purpose to get back the reward. Because if they don't get it back, they're going to come to speak bad about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the right, he was hechmitz, that he did things bad. The boy is saying another pshat is, Minolon the Achmitz. How do we know he became bad? The Pasuk says, Nidbochim the Evan Glau Tolosa. That he gave to the Beis Hamikdash three rows of stones. V'nidbach diyoch osa chadso. V'nafkosa min bayis malko tis yoyiv. That he also gave one row full of wood. That's what he gave also. So the question is, lo malay diyovet hochi, how come he did this? How come he also gave wood for the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, the Kuri is supposed to build the Beis Hamikdash out of stone? So Sovri meant to say like this Melech Koresh, that imordu bi yudoi, let's say the Jews will rebel against me, eklaya benura, I'll burn up the Beis Hamikdash with fire. So therefore, if the whole thing is built up with stone, fire won't affect it. But now that at least one wall was built up with wood, so that one wall will be able to burn down. So you see, he had bad intentions, so eventually he thought that maybe he'll go to burn down the Beis Hamikdash. So Marius, no, how do you know that was his intentions, the fact that he gave wood? Otu shloima, loy ovid hochi, didn't Shloima Melech also, when he built the first Beis Hamikdash, didn't he also use wood? The Yoksiv, the Pasuk says, Shloisha Turei Gozis, he had three rows of stone. The Tur Kastas Arosim, he had one row of cedar wood. See, he also used wood for the Beis Hamikdash Arishon. Shlegomorian says, Shloima Ovid, Milamala, Viyu Ovid Milmata. Shloima used the wood on the top, whereas all the bottom was made out of stone. So therefore the fire, nothing could happen to it. But he, Melech Koresh, put it on the bottom. In other words, they'll be able to burn it. Shloima shaki b'vinyona. Shloima Melech, like, stuck it in the middle of the binyan. He had it covered up on both sides, so the fire couldn't affect it. Iyu lo shakim b'binyonim. But Koresh did not like stick it into the binyan. He did it only on the outside. Therefore, the fire could affect it. Shloima sadya besida. Shloima melech was sadya besid. He put lime around it on the outside of the wood. So again, fire can't get to it. Iyu lo sadya besida. But he didn't put any lime around it. There was the fire could get to it. Omer Rav Yosef Yitem Rav Yitzchok. Minolon di Achmet. I'll bring another proof. How do we know that the Melech Koresh at the end became bad, did bad things? Mehocha. We had before the Pasuk says, Vayomer li Yamelech, the Melech Sabbat Nechemiah, Vayashagel Yeshev Asetzli. And the Shagel was sitting next to him. Now my Shagel, what does the Shagel mean? Like who was his mate? Who was sitting next to the king? Omer Rabbar Bar Lema Mishmei Derav. Kalbisa. You know who was sitting next to him? It was Kalbisa, it was a dog. A dog was sitting next to him. A she-dog. That was his mate. In other words, he did bad things. He was immoral. He lived with a she-dog. Fred Gemara, Elo Meyativ, that's true. Hodich Siv, that's what the Pasuk says. Yes, Gemara says, Elo Meyativ, so if so, the Chagel means a she-dog. Hodich Siv, that's what the Pasuk of Daniel says. Pasuk says, V'yal morei shemayi hischremamti, like brick yourself up to the shemayi, to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ole monayo di baiso heisiv kodomach. And they put in front of you the nice kelim. The yant for avro noyich, and then it says sheglosoyich. It says sheglosoyich. Ole chenosach chamro shosan behin. That they were drinking wine, the postik says. Now the question is, vi shagel kalbaso, if a shagel means a she dog, is shagel kalbaso, kalbaso bas mishte chamri? Could a she dog, can she drink wine? The Pasuk says here he had a sheglosoich, sheglosoch, and it was drinking wine. Samur says that's lakasha, that's not such a bikasha. I tell you, the milfah law, the shastia, you could teach your dog you how to drink wine also. After they trained the dog, they teach the dog also drank wine. Elamayat, if so, that's in the next Pasuk says, dichsiv, it says. Elamayat, dichsiv, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim that says like this, that binois, Melochim bikroi secha, that the daughters of the king are very dear, very nice. Nitzvo shegol minoch, and is next to you, sitting on your right side is the shegol. Bekesa moifer, like in beautiful gold. Now vi shegol kalbasei, if shegol means the she dog, maikom avasalu noveli Yisrael. What does the novi say to Christ? Oh, you're so nice, like a she dog. So more zochikom, this is what the novi meant to say. For the reward that Klai Yisrael is Chaviv, loves Torah. The same way a guy loves a dog, by Goyim they love their dogs. So the same love a guy has for a dog, since Klai Yisrael loves the Torah, is the Chisam Lekesem Po'ifer. You are Zeichet to have this beautiful gold. That's what the Mavi meant to say. But it could mean that Shegel really means still a she dog. The boy is saying with other terrors, I'll tell you, Li'erlam Shegel Malchusi. Really, all over the other psukim, Shegel means the queen, Malchusahi. For Rabba Bar Lema, Gemara Gomelu. Rabba Bar Lema, that says here by the Melech Devorish, by the Melech Achashtata, by Koresh, that he was Hechmetz, that he had a she dog, Gemara Gomelu. He learned it from his Rebbe like that. That here the Shegel, only by this postak here it means a she dog. The Amai Korole Shegel, if Shegel always means a queen, how come here the postak says about Melech Koresh? That his mate was a she-dog. Why does it call it a shegel? Shoyse chaviv olav kishegel. Because he loves his dog the same way a king should have loved the queen. Inam, another pshat is, shoyishiva b'mokem shegel. He put his dog in the same place we are supposed to put the queen. There's the chair next to him. That's where he sat his she-dog. So that's the proof that he, at the end he was hechmet, he did bad things. Iboy yisayim, another pshat is, minolan the yachmetz. How do you know that Koresh in the end did bad things? Mehocha. The Pasuk says, Ad Kesef Kikrin Meya, V'yad Chantin Kurin Meya, V'yad Chamar Bosin Meya, V'yad Bosin Moshach Meya, O Melech, Diloy Tziv. In other words, that at the end it says when Koresh gave the salt, when he gave the wine, when he gave the oil to the Beis Hamikdash, he gave it with a measurement, he gave the exact amount. Now, Mi'ikara B'loy Kitzusa. At the beginning, what he said he would give, he just said give as much as they want. He didn't say an amount. Fahashta b'kitzusa, but now he said the amount, how much you want to give. So Mashpat, now he changed his mind, he's not so good anymore. So Mora says, no, that's no proof. Fidilma maybe, mi korale heavy kimle b'kitzusa.
At that at the beginning he said, give as much as they need, he also only meant exactly, but he didn't know the measurements yet. And now we first found out the measurements, exactly how much they need, so that's why he said, only give them what they need. So Mar says, Ela machvarta kereshnir mikorum. We have to come on to the real answer, that machvarta, what's the truth, what's the real pshat, kereshnir, like we gave an answer already mikor before. Like we said before, kishago, that was the proof that he was doing bad things. Therefore, at the beginning, we counted Melech Koresh, he was kosher, like a Melech Yisrael, that the new year starts from Kodesh Nisan, but at the end, when he was doing bad things, then we count him like a Goyish king from Kodesh Tishrei. Alright, we'll stop here. You're up to Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Davdala, Omer Aleph, around 8 lines down from the bottom. Mishnah, when the Mer says, and the 2 dots, Ulu Regolim. That the Mishnah says another Rosh Hashanah, which is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Mishnah says again that B'yechad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Mlochim Ula Regolim for the Yom Tovim. So that's the question now. Regolim, B'yechad B'Nisan, who is there any Yom Tov on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The Chur B'Chamish Asa B'Nisan, who? We know Pesach comes on the 15th day and Tezvav B'Nisan. So, if we're talking about Chag HaPesach, why does the Mishnah say the Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim is Echad B'Nisan? Chmur answers, Amar V'Chizda says, what the Mishnah means is Regel Sheboy Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim. That the Regel that comes out in Nisan, that's the Rosh Hashanah L'Regolim. So Rashi says, Regel Shu B'Chodesh, the Regel, which means Chag HaPesach, that's in the month, HaNichnas, that comes in B'Echad B'Nisan, who Rosh Hashanah Regolim? That's the Rosh Hashanah Regolim. So true, the Mishnah says, Bechad B'Nisan, means this is the beginning of the month that has the Chag HaPesach, which is the Rosh Hashanah for Regolim. So Morris says, Nafkamina, what's the difference that this is called the Rosh Hashanah? What do I care that Pesach is called the Rosh Hashanah? Rashi says, L'mayin Nafkamina, the high Rosh Hashanah. So Morris says, it pertains to L'noida. If someone makes a neder to bring a korban, L'meikam alei b'bal tachar. There's a law of Atero not to delay the neder. You can't delay bringing it. So we'll soon see what is the seder of the Yom Tovim, that if 3 Yom Tovim pass by, then we say Yom Tovim tachar. So Gemara says that our Mishnah goes for Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Titani, we learned like this. Echor ha-noider, somebody makes a neder, it's interesting. Rashi says here, Echor ha-noider means ho-oimer. That ho-oimer demei alai she-shomen oisekevet. Because you made a neder to bring your value to the Bedek HaBayis. How much are you worth? Say how much you could be sold in the marketplace for an evet. That's called Echor ha-noider. The Echor ha-magdish, somebody that's magdish, Rashi says something double the Bedek HaBayis. V'yecher ha-marach, somebody says what she says, Shoma erki olai, how much I'm worth according to the Torah. She'erach kotz of the Torah says exactly, l'kafi shonam, how old you are. Like from 20 until 50, by a man, you're worth 50 shkolim. So if you mechayv yourself to give this money to the Bedek HaBayis, so lochur is, kivon shov rol of gimur regolim, if you waited and 3 regolim passed by and still you didn't bring it to the base of Migdish, is over b'mal tachar, then you're over the lava b'mal tachar. So Tanakh Kama says it doesn't make enough mean what the seder is. As long as you waited 3 regolim, could be you made the neder right before Sukkos. You didn't bring it during Sukkos. You didn't bring it during the Pesach. You didn't bring it during Shavuos. So you're over the lava. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. Gimel regolim kisidron. You're only over the lava if 3 regolim pass by, but in an order. And to say v'chag hamatzah is chila. The Chag HaMatzis is that's why the Mishnah calls it a Rosh Hashanah. This is the first one of the cycle. In other words, if you made a neder before Pesach to bring it, and you didn't bring it throughout Pesach, and then you didn't bring it throughout the Shavuos, you didn't bring it throughout the Sukkos, then you're over the lava b'al tachar, because you waited 3 regolim with this seder that Pesach was the first. So that's why the Mishnah calls Pesach the Rosh Hashanah. That's the beginning of the seder. The Mora says, V'chein hoi Rav Shimon ben Yochayimah. Shimon ben Yochayimah also used to say it the same way. That regolim, somebody makes a neder to bring something to the Bedek HaBayis, and he waits. So, pomim, sometimes gimel. Sometimes if you wait, you don't bring it within 3 regolim, you're over the lav. Pomim dalit, sometimes you have 4 regolim to bring it before you're over the lav. And Pomim Chamisha, sometimes you even have five regolim to wait until you're over the lav. Kate said, how is this? Nor the Lefnei Pesach. You make this neder to bring it before. You made a neder before Chag HaPesach, and you didn't bring it through Pesach. Then Gimel. If Pesach goes by, and Shruas goes by, and Sukkos goes by, then you're over the lav. Because this is Kesidron, with Pesach being the Rosh Hashanah. What's be if you made the ned lefnei atzeres? You made the ned the before shvus. So then chamisha, you're not going to be over the lav until 5 yom tovim pass by, because you have shvus and sukkos to pass by. You didn't start the cheshbon yet, because the first one has to be Pesach. Then when it comes the third yom tov Pesach, and then shvus, and then sukkos, the fifth one, then you're over baltacha. Lefnei achag, let's say someone made the ned before sukkos, then abo, then you have 4 yom tovim until you're over the lav of baltacha. You have to have the right to wait through that Sukkos, and then the next Pesach, then the Pesach you start the first, and then Shavuos, and then Sukkos, Yovalava Baltacha. So kids, so that's why Mishnah calls a Rosh Hashanah Echad Benisim, the Regalim, for this Seder of being Baltacha, it's totally in the first Yom Tov has to be Pesach. Now the Brice says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a Brice like this, Chai Ve'Hadomim, some is Mechayv himself to bring how much he's worth to the Bedek Abayis. For Erchin, Rossi says how much he's worth according to the Torah, he's going to bring to the Bedek Abayis. Hacharomim, Rashi says it means Cherme Gevoye, you makdish something, another Loshim, but also means you be makdish it to the Beis Amigdosh, to the Bedek Abayis. Rashi's Mashmoni Cherme Gevoye. Tosis says no Charomim, Bein Cherme Gevoye, Bein Cherme Kanim. Cherim can mean either giving it to the Beis Amigdosh or giving it to the Kanim. Then Bakdashis, somebody stam makdish something, lebedek abayis, or else chatois, yimechayv sotvim korban chatis, v'yashom as a korban oshom, ros oilus korban oilus shlomim, or else tzedokas, yimechayv yourself to give tzedoka, pashtim is even taniyim, or mais rois, yimechayv to give mais, so he says, it means could go in mais rishon, or mais sheni, or mais roni, or else bechor, or maisa, you have a bechor to bring for korban, or else a ma'isa behema you have to bring for korban, or else the brisa says a pesach. See in the gemara, what's pesach got to do with baltacha? Look, where pesach you only bring on pesach after you dalin benisin, there's no more zman a pesach. My kopon says a pesach. We'll see the more. We'll explain soon. All these things have the love of baltacha.